Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Minneapolis Mad Dads, now national Mad Dads all over the country. What's up, Pittsburgh in the house? What's going on, Chicago? How you doing? Hey, what's happening, Iowa, Florida? What's going on, Buffalo, New York? How's everybody doing? Well, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. So glad you could be here and glad to be able to broadcast live to you right now in the studio at the national headquarters in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So good to be here. Feeling real good, mighty fine, and I'm excited about our topic. Our topic today is how do we protect our seniors and our babies? And one of the reasons why we picked this topic, I just was talking to an officer, and we talked about a elderly woman that a man walked up to her and said, ma'am, can I have a dollar? And she said, sure, baby, sure, no problem. I can give you a dollar. She went in her purse, pulled the dollar out, and at that point, he snatched everything she had and ran, knocked her down. And not only were her feelings hurt, her pride hurt, but, you know, her dignity was hurt, because here was a African-American male that she considered to be someone of her son or nephew that she could love and trust that just took everything she had. She couldn't believe it because she grew up in an era where we don't do that. We don't do that. I don't care what kind of criminal you are. I don't care what kind of drug addict you are. We don't hurt our elders and we don't hurt our babies. But things have changed. Things have changed, and there's a reason why they're changing. So what we're talking about today, what has really changed? What has changed in our society to make our men not be the kings of our community, but be the terrorizers of our community? How you doing, brother? You in the studio with me today? And what are your thoughts on that?
My name is Layton Smith, by the way, people. I'm an intern here at Mad Dad, and my major is criminal justice, and it just so happened we're on this topic. What I'm discovering in my criminal justice studies, and just by being a black male, a lot of us are just disenfranchised. A lot of us are disenfranchised with the educational system, disenfranchised with the lack of jobs in our community, and things of that nature. So that leads to young men taking out their frustration on our seniors by robbing, stealing, lying, and cheating, and doing things to them, and those are the ones who we need the most in our society.
So they're the ones we need most in our society, but we seem to have an issue with trying to protect, and I see we got callers, but if you want to talk, you need to push one so I can get you on and we can talk to you live on the air. How do we fix this? What do we have to do to fix it?
One of the things I suggest is that all young men need to put down the guns and pick up a book. You know, if we know better, we'll do better. So I'm more in favor of us, you know, trying to talk to us as men need to get out here and talk to our young men and try to tell them the value of education and to put down these guns and these violence and pay and listen to our older people and learn from them, because if we don't know our history, we don't know where we're going. And they are definitely part of our history. So one of our things, instead of robbing from them and stealing from them, we need to sit down and talk to them and learn from them. We need to instill that in our young people.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to go right to the line with Sheena Smith. Sheena, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. Thank you for taking time out to be on Blog Talk Radio National, all over the country, reaching the world with information that can help them. And Sheena, tell me your thoughts about what's going on with our young people and just folks, you know, criminals and taking advantage of our kids, taking advantage of our elders.
Mm-hmm. I think that I'm like what the young man just said, that something needs to be done with the younger guys. They need to be educated for once on our elderly people. Our elderly people are very vulnerable as it is. I work in a nursing home, and they're vulnerable, and they're not to be taken advantage of. They only have so much. Some of them don't have much. Some of them only get a once-a-month income. And then if you got a young thug out here hitting them across the head or doing whatever, taking their belongings, that is really sad. I think that I don't know how to get out and reach these people, but something needs to be done. They need to be educated, just period, not just for the elderly. The elderly has the wisdom. The elderly is the ones that can teach them. But they, I think some education needs to be going on here. They uneducated, nothing to do. Just, you know, out robbing the elderly people is just not right.
You're absolutely right. And so, you know, as we begin to do this work, we know drugs have an effect on it. We also know that the economy has an effect on it. But, you know, back in the day, Sheena, back in the day, you know, we never heard of old people and young people getting raped and robbed the way we do now today.
That's right. That's right. I know we're living in Revelation and the way we're living with this generation coming up, but it doesn't give them the right to take advantage of elderly. They are very vulnerable. They don't
have you seen some working in the healthcare industry? I remember, Sheena, and I'm just kind of date myself, but I remember back in the days when we were working with those elderly folks, and they cut our hours back. They cut the, you know, it used to be was like one person would take care of five people, then all of a sudden we had to take care of eight seniors, and we couldn't even give them the care.
Yeah, it's worse now. They're cutting even more now. The elderly are the ones that are suffering. You know, they're really suffering. They're suffering in the nursing home. I work in the nursing home, and sometimes you might have 10 people to one person. You might have somebody that's sitting there waiting to go to the bathroom for 30 minutes. You can't get to them, and, you know, and that person is a dignity. They done wet their pants and everything and can't get to the bathroom, can't get help, call light phone beyond 3 minutes. It's a sad situation. And
wow,
for me working in a nursing home, you some of them get put in nursing homes, don't even get visitors. Their own family members don't even come back to you know, gently rub their arm or rub their back. I don't care if it's dementia, Alzheimer's, or whatever. But just being there for them means a lot. It really means a lot for the elderly.
Well, we're promoting bring your young black men to church on Easter Sunday because we believe that God is one of the ways that we can turn our young black men around from doing the things they're doing, to robbing it, and doing all this stuff that's going on. Think about all the sexual predators that are just young brothers that really don't want to be sexual predators, but they get caught up using that ecstasy and doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
And once you're a sexual predator, you can't get a job anywhere. It's just complicated for anything to happen to you in a positive way. So that stuff is really crazy. And so what advice do you give out to young people to help them turn their lives around?
My advice that I would give to a young person is to get educated, to try to go to school. There's loans, there's grants out here, and try to take advantage of it while you can. You know, because without an education, you're really nothing. And you need to be educated to get some type of job, even for the young guys that got felonies and everything that have messed up. It's never too late. God can open up. He can close one door, and he can open up the next door for you. You know, you might have a felony, but God can work that felony out where you can be where that person at who turned you down. So I think it needs to start with being educated.
Absolutely. Now, what church can you go to? You go to a certain church. You're in charge of the usher board, right? And what church can they bring up?
I belong to Missionary Baptist Church in St. Paul, Minnesota, Reverend Steve Daniels.
Reverend
the doors
Steve
are
Daniels.
Always they open on Sunday.
You know, they get your church mixed up with mine, Shiloh Temple, and it's Shiloh Missionary. They always go, am I a Shiloh Missionary? I said, no, you're not. That's down the road.
Right. We're St. Paul. You guys
St.
are
St. Paul in
them.
The house. Hey,
yeah,
hey, Sheena, thanks
St.
a lot.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks
a lot, Sheena. Thanks for being on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate it so much. You're on Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. I'm going right to the phone line. I believe that I have Mr. Will Wallace on the line. Mr. Wallace, is that you on the line?
Yes, that's me, my brother.
Okay, Mr. Wallace, you know, first of all, let me just congratulate you. 51 young men that have turned their lives around from doing exactly what we're talking about, disrespecting their elders, disrespecting the children in the community, disrespecting everybody, and only thinking about themselves, but they have turned their lives around. 51, that's your number. I know your number because I know what you're doing. 51 is great. I just want to say congratulations. Tell me, not you, you know, I'm not going to ask you what we can do. You're doing it. tell me what you're doing to stop all the violence between our elders and our babies getting hurt in our community. What are you doing? You're doing some great work.
Well, here over at Emerge, we run a program called North 4, and it's a program that reaches out to the young brothers here over North who are gang and clique affiliation, also that are at risk or got criminal background. And what we do is we give them internships up to about 320 hours. And then we also do 16 weeks of intense group trainings where we have yourself, VJ, that comes in and assists with us. You have the brothers from Mad Dad that's also coming in to be a part, to be mentor to these young brothers. And I think that the main key is that we have to get service projects that focus on our elders, where we go out in the community, and if it's a elderly home, we try to give back, you know, doing service projects like that, being at the grocery stores where they're at. So we can give back to them so that they can understand that there are some young people out here that are trying and do respect them, because the ultimate goal is that they sacrifice for us to be here, and so we have to continue to protect our elders and make sure that they are not harmed, make sure that they are feeling comfortable when they see us walking down the sidewalk. So we here over at Emerge is working with these young brothers, trying to give them the right direction to understand that life can be as good as they want it. But the ultimate goal is that they got to believe in God too, man. And then that's the ultimate key, is believing in him, and then he'll make the way. And so far, man, he have favored this program to be able to work with 51 young brothers. And I can say, man, we haven't been to no funerals, and we continue to be out in the community and trying to reach to them.
Well, you know, that's not bad for a country boy from down there. And where you from?
Mississippi, brother.
That ain't bad from a country boy in Mississippi changing lives up in the big city. Boy, I tell you, I am so proud of you, Will, man. Continue to do what you do, because, you know, let me share something with you, man. Every time an old lady gets robbed, and every time somebody beats a little boy up after school and takes his computer or his Walkman, those are still our babies that are doing that. At the end of the day, those are the babies that we need to reach to, and those are the babies that we need to touch their lives and transform their lives. And something that you found out a long time ago, we didn't get into your past or your history, but you found out a long time ago you were tired of being a part of the problem, and you were ready to be a part of the solution.
Well, I think that's it, man. It's giving us and giving these young brothers an opportunity, that second chance. You know, not giving up on them, you know, because they can be the lawyers, they can be the doctors, they can be the pharmacists, they can be the bus driver, but we got to give them a second chance. Now, are we going to save them all? No, we're not going to save them all. And that's why we got to be able to, the ones that we do serve, is to give them 100% of our attention, man, and be there. But the other thing is we got to tackle that mental health piece. That's another big piece, is that these kids is traumatized with stuff they're seeing going on in the community. And so when you traumatize with this mental health piece, man, it's like you don't know which route to take. And so we have referrals where we can refer these brothers out to be able to deal with those internal issues, man, and that's deeply is saddening. And the other thing is that, yeah, we should be upset and sad when one of our young babies and our elders are getting abused, man. I mean, that's not the ticket, because down south where I'm from, we respected our elders. It's yes sir, no ma'am. And if you did disrespect them, you're going to hear from the whole community. So it's pushing that message inside of them saying, look, man, if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here. They sacrificed a whole lot for us to be here today. So we got to keep pushing that message.
And I think, you know, one of the things we have to do is also we got to figure out how to get our men to stand up and take a stand. I'll tell you something, man. We did a call out for volunteers. We had a volunteer come in, do the paperwork, and when the trainer went to the restroom, he took the cell phone and left. This just happened last week. And we're thinking, what kind of man is going to – you come to help out, to be a part of the solution – and you come in still. The mentality has changed. I remember when somebody, I would go in somebody's house and I wouldn't take nothing simply because I was a neighbor, simply because it was in my hood. I would go outside of my hood to do stuff. I would go outside of my neighborhood. I would never do anything to people that I know are helping me or helping others. It was just a rule. The rules have all been broken. The rules are not being implemented, and that's because the elders aren't teaching the babies. And you know that every day when you have your class, Will, you know that they're opening their eyes and going, wow, nobody taught me that.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right, my brother. And that's the other thing, too, BJ, is that I want to implement where, you know, back south, man, when you see the elders sitting on the porch and you see the older guys sitting up under the tree, man, they telling stories, man. And I think we need to bring that back into these young people's lives, in which I'm going to be investing in trying to get some of our elders to come into this group, man, with these 10 young brothers that I'm dealing with right now, to be able to tell them the story, to be able to tell them how it used to be here on the north side, what sacrifice they made for us to be here today. And so that then these young brothers can be to understand that, man, I got to respect not only this person, but all these elders, man. It's getting them to understand that the elders is the story for us to continue on in our life and continue this journey.
Well, you listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, National Mad Dads, all over the country. What's up, Pittsburgh? What's up, Buffalo, New York? What's going on in Iowa? How y'all doing, man? We out here. I'm talking to Will Wallace. He is on the line with me from Emerge, and Emerge is a program. North 4 is a part of Emerge. Hey, Will, tell me a little bit about how did this get started, man? North 4, how did they find you? How did you find them? Kind of how did this happen?
Well, I mean, Congressman Keith Ellison had some earmarked money, 2010, that he decided to give to the Department of Health and the city of Minneapolis to go out in the community and find an organization to implement this program. And so one of the city of Minneapolis staff went out on the north side in the four areas, Jordan, Falwell, McKinley, and Hawthorne, to be able to talk to young brothers that are on the streets, that is lost for direction, and be able to ask the number one question, what is it that you need for us to help you to get off the street? And they said jobs. And so at that time in 2008, we had over 50-some homicide that happened in those we had over 50-some homicide that happened in Minneapolis, but half of those homicide happened in those four neighborhoods. And so Emerge accepted the grant in 2010. I was called into Emerge to help implement this program. And so the blueprint, the city of Minneapolis blueprint, it states that we have to reduce crime, have to reduce violence, and stop the homicide. So if you look at the record right now since 2010, the homicide rate is way down. The violence is down. And so are we a part of the problem or the solution? We are part of the solution. And so this program is working, and it's going to continue to work. And if we have to just continue to have folks invest in these young men, just give them opportunity. And so this program it's been favored, highly favored. And I'm just so happy, man, to be a part of so many young men's life who really want to dig deep inside and say, Mr. Will, I want to do this. I want to do this for my community. I'm tired of accepting what the world have built us. And we're just trying to keep our eyes on the prize. So that's a little bit how it got started. Been up and running, like I said, since 2010. And so we've been on the ball, brother.
Well, you know, it's been a real pleasure to be able to work with you and watch the kids. I'm looking forward to us. Matter of fact, I'll be giving you a call right after the show so we can chat a little more about what's going to coming up for the next week or so here. But I'm excited, man, and I know when I look in those kids' eyes, man, one of the things that amazed me when you had interviews set up for the kids, and I was just sitting back listening to them, man, I know I'm going to get me a job. I stayed up all night. I told my girl I had to let her go, man. I ain't got time to talk, baby. I got to practice my interview skills in the mirror. And here's guys that's been used to setting up, smoking weed all day long, sitting up trying to plot on who they're going to rob and what they're going to do. And now they're sitting in your office talking about how they're going to fasten their tie up, button their shirt up, put their pants in, lift their pants up, and go for an interview, and how they want to do multiple interviews that day and really come out and be champions. Man, that's amazing, brother. That is what God called us to do, and that is exactly what you're doing. And I'm proud of you, man, and continue to do the work.
I appreciate that. And just one more note, VJ, is that the other thing that saddened me about this is that if we want to expand this, man, folks at the upper level, at the higher level, need to continue to invest. You know, I only can work with 10 guys over a three-month period, but I have guys on the waiting list. You know, what about the guys on the waiting list? What about the phone calls and the messages I get that kids are saying that, Mr. Wheel, I talked to my friend, and he said he wanted to be a part of this because it's helping change in their life. What about those kids, man? We need those kids in this crucial moment. Instead of 10 at one time, why we can't get 20 or 30 or 40 or 50? There's time for, I mean, and we saving Minneapolis some money. They ain't going to jail. They ain't no killing. They ain't going to the hospital for being shot. So we saving the city some money. So why we can't get that money we saving to invest in those other young babies?
You're absolutely right, and I think, you know, that's something that we got to do. There's got to be a campaign. And, Will, I want to be right there with you, man. We knock on the Capitol. You know, that now's the time. You see everybody's at the Capitol right now. So now's the time to knock that door down and try to see what's going on. But I'll be there with you, man. You let me know when. You let me know where. And I'll be there with you to say, come on, we got to support this. I'm having the same problem, man. I can only help so many people. And I know they know we know the answer. They know we know the answer. They know we know the solution. But investing in it to them means that I can't invest it with my buddy, or I can't invest in my associate, or I can't invest in my business partner. And so we have to say, look, man, we're trying to save lives, not make friends. You know,
that's right.
I don't have anybody on my staff that's just a good friend. They get a check, and you don't either.
Right. And PJ, another thing is that I want to take my hat off to you too, brother. For the work that you're doing, and I remember seeing you when I was on Plymouth with my family, and you used to shake your hand at me and saying, "No, little brother, that ain't the way to go." And I remember those days, and now instead of being about the problem, I'm about the solution now. So I just want to tip my hat off to you, man, and say keep up the good work, brother.
Man, let me tell you something. You know, you just brought up something. I just had one of them deja vu moments where I remember that. I you know, it seemed like it was just yesterday when you was like, "Hey, man, I ain't like this all the time, man." You know, and it was funny because now look at you, man. Look at you. You're doing something, man, that's not going to impact the nation, and that's why I'm proud of you, man. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what number they call, Will?
612-363-4181.
You've been listening to Will Wallace. I'm sorry, Will. Will, let me get you back on in 1 second. And go ahead. Give that number again, Will.
612-363-4181.
That's right. And do you have a website that people can check out?
Yes. It's wallacew@emerge-mn.org.
There it is. Check it out. Check out Will Wallace, my man. Look, I will be talking to you later, man. Thank you very much for being talking Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads all over the world. We appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you too, brother.
All right. That's Will Wallace from Emerge. He has been working with the kids, man, all over the country, coming in to Minneapolis, trying to turn their lives around. Because they don't just come in from, you know, Minneapolis. They come in from other places, too. Matter of fact, I was just talking. There was a guy in the group there from Chicago and wherever. But there's people in there. Sheena, you still on the line? How you doing, Sheena?
Oh, I'm still there.
What did you think about Mr. Wallace? What did you think about Mr. Wallace and the good work that he's doing? Ms. Smith? Sheena? Oh, sound like she was. Well, I got somebody on the line over here. Let me go back to him. 3392, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Let me get you on here. Just a second. Your mic's getting ready to come on here. There we go.
Hello?
This is Mad Dad, Blog Talk Radio. You're on the air.
What's going on, BJ?
Hey, did you hear Mr. Wallace?
Yeah, I heard Mr. Wallace.
Okay, what would you like to say?
This is Marco, the Minneapolis Mad Dad. I was just calling because I was just listening in on y'all. And, yeah, we went up there to Emerge last week with Mr. Wallace and was hanging out with the kids that they want us to mentor. And we had a good time with them kids, man. Them kids, I appreciate them kids, man. Them kids is out there, they focused on doing what's right. And I'm proud of them trying to get out there and get their other friends involved in what they're doing.
Well, that's good. And what was the experience like? You come in there and you've seen the kids that are, these are gang members, man, trying to do something right. How did that make you feel?
It made me feel real good because all of them was from different little cliques, all different little neighborhoods over north, and wasn't nobody in there tripping with each other. It was all positive. We all prayed together. We ate together. You know what I'm saying? We shared a brotherhood, a bond that day, and it felt good to me. It felt real good.
And something like that it needs to happen all over the country, right?
All over the world. It's not just this country, all over the world. It needs to happen everywhere. We all need to come together as one.
Well, I think Mr. Wallace is still on the line. You want to say a few words to him, just give him some big ups?
Hey, Mr. Wallace, this is Marco. I just want to say, man, I appreciate the job you're doing, man. You know, you got 51 guys in there. Now you're working on 61, and we appreciate what you're doing, man. We really appreciate it, man. You're making a difference in this community. We're proud of you. And Mad Dads love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's right, and you know that's right. Now, listen, you guys are out on the streets now and making a difference. So kind of give us an update. What's going on out there in the community right now?
Oh, man, we on the bus right now. We got the bus quiet. Yes, you can tell. Ain't nobody. You can't hear nobody in the background. You can barely hear the bus running. It's too quiet on this bus. We out here doing what we're supposed to be doing.
That's right. Keeping the peace. That's what Mad Dad does. We help take a bite out of that. Well, stay out there on the field, Marco. We're proud of you. Continue to do what you do. Your life has been transformed. You've been able to change others. And I know that you're going to be a living example of leadership. I am so proud of you, son. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll talk to you later. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
That was Marco. They're riding the number 5, probably number 22. They're riding something that says peaceful on the bus. I'm going to see if I can go back to Mr. Wallace. Mr. Wallace, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here, my brother.
Mr. Wallace, did you hear what Marco was saying about you and about being with the guys?
Yes, brother. I mean, you know, hats off to those brothers too, man. To let them brothers see that, you know, them young brothers see that there's other brothers out there that's fighting the fight, you know, fighting the fight for the solution, and it just gives them aware that, man, you know, I didn't really understand that all these brothers really love me and care for me, and we all fighting the same fight. So it was an eye waking to them, man, and they was excited too to be a part of that. This is history, man. We just got to continue to keep our eyes on the prize, man. And then if we can do that and understand our history, man, we'll get there. We're going to get there. I mean, because at the end of the day, man, it's all doing God's will. That's all we're doing. It's reaching out to his babies and trying to give them an understanding of what life could be, man. I mean, life can be as beautiful as you want it to be if you can just believe and understand that the sacrifice that we made and been through, these are just testimonies to you brothers and don't need to go that route. And so I was so excited and happy to have them brothers there, man. It was a beautiful thing to see about 40-something brothers, man, in a room, man. We were just, you know, able to hug each other and laugh and talk and without no argument, no fighting, no pulling no guns, none of that. Just straight man's talking, you know, and it was a beautiful thing, brother.
Well, you know, I look forward to us coming together, man, and doing much more. Matter of fact, the future's going to be bright. You know, a lot of people say, man, the summertime's coming, man. It's going to be hot. Folks are going to be acting a fool. But you know what? Folks are going to be doing powerful stuff. Folks are going to get an opportunity to see how much powerful stuff we can do. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to put together a flyer that we're going to do some outreach about how to respect our elders and protect our children in the community. And so that'll be our first service project that me and you will do with the guys. We'll get them on the block and say, man, just tell everybody, all crackheads, drug dealers, man, don't mess with our old folks. Leave them alone, man. Don't, you know, that ain't worth it. That's not what we do. That'll be our first service project. And so I'll be talking to you in a little bit about that, okay?
That sounds good, brother.
All right. Thank you very much, Wes. Will Wallace, my man with Emerge. That's my guy, y'all. I am so proud of Brother Wallace. And so you're tuning to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. Mad Dad's in the house. What'd you think about that, man? Will Wallace on the line. What'd you think about that,
I'm proud of you, Will. I'm proud of you, VJ. And I thank you guys for all the work that y'all do. And, again, if I can leave you guys with anything, each one teach one. All our seniors, just take the time out to talk to one young person. To each young person, take the time out to speak to one senior. Be nice, be kind to each other, learn from each other, and we all will grow and we all prosper as a community.
And, you know, one of the things I want to say is, Sheena, thank you very much for calling. And all the rest of the callers, Marco, all the rest of the callers that called in, thank you very, very, very much. I want you to know that we're going to be out trying to help block clubs get started and form block clubs. We're going to also be out trying to make sure the alerts get out to let people know what to be alerted about. And we're going to try to help them understand how to be safe in their homes and have a secure home. We're going to be doing some training in that. And so nationally, all over the country, I say to all the mad dads all over the world, if you're a mad dad, that means you're a man against destruction, defending against drugs and social disorder. That's your job. That's your role. You are the king. Look out for the queens. Look out for the princesses and the princes. And you know that's our role. That's what we're going to do. We got you. Because God is on your side. Nobody, absolutely nobody can be against you. And we love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. All right. Thanks a lot. Blog Talk Radio. What's up,
Hey, BJ.